Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Graziella Hall. And we're interviewing cool Kelly Steinman from Project Independence. And she's one of the nurses there. And really, information, I really am. I'm taken back. This is the best 15 minutes I think I've had on this radio with the stuff you're telling me, because it's just so exciting for a senior. Mm-hmm. And even though we're supposed to be talking about summer tips, which we are,
right?
All these things are tips that you're giving out. So exactly. Every bit of your information is tremendous. One of the things I see on your list is dress appropriately. We're talking summertime.
So you really want to wear light-colored, loose-fitting clothes. You don't want to wear dark clothes all day, because that will just, you know, draw the heat to you and keep the heat in on you. Wear a large brim hat. That will help keep the sun off of you. Also, SPF 15 or above sunscreen. Very, very important for seniors. The most important spot on women are the face and the chest. The most important spot on the men, which most men don't really think about it, is on the rim of their ears, because they grew up in their generation, baseball hat was on, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that was exposed really was the back of their neck and the rim of their ears.
Wow.
So we see in most men, a lot of skin cancer cases are on their ears. Mm-hmm. Women are really on their nose and a lot on their chest. You know, I hear the stories. I didn't do it, but I heard the stories from my grandmother sitting there with the reflective thing with the sun, right? So you baked in the sun.
Oh, Graziella's shaking her head.
Right?
And baby oil and iodine.
Right. You needed to be tan. That's the way we needed to be. But, you know, as of a nurse, seeing a lot of seniors, we're seeing that effects now. So that's one thing that we do. When we do blood pressure screenings, we do it at all of our centers. We do it, and many groups have a nurse that comes down to do blood pressure screenings. But it's not just blood pressure screenings. We give the time for somebody to ask questions. Oh, what do you think about this little spot on my arm? Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like maybe you need to see the doctor.
Okay.
So what do you think about this one on my nose? We just had somebody who we had to send back to the dermatologist because of another spot on her nose. You know, it was cancer and she needed to have it removed. But, you know, with her vision, she never would have seen that.
Right, okay.
So it's very important. We always say SPF 15 or above. Wide brim hats, stay out of that sun. But one thing I'd really, really like to talk about is checking in on your neighbors. A lot of seniors who stay home, they don't have that air conditioner going, it's warm. Check in on them, knock on the door. And if you're a senior that can get out, knock on your neighbor's door. There might be a young family who lives there, even if they're not young. Say, you know, I'm not planning on doing anything this week. I'm going to be hot. I hear it's going to be really, you know, I'm going to be home, and I hear it's going to be really hot. Could you please just check in on me and make sure everything's okay? You know, most people, I would say 99% of the population would say, that's no problem.
Right.
Do that for you. It's the problem is asking. People don't want to have to ask. Mm. But if we do that, you know, you might develop another friendship, and that's someone else to add to your team to look out for you.
I'm a member of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Shelter Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'm on the executive committee there. But my wife agreed to volunteer. They're putting together a program where a member gets 10 names.
Mm-hmm.
And if they haven't been seen around and they're on your circle, then you reach out just so.
Yes.
And guess what? They give me a vacation. I don't go all the time. So, I you know, I'm there doing other stuff there, but I don't necessarily mm-hmm. go to services all the time. So if you haven't been seen,
mm-hmm.
it's just a call-in. Just mm-hmm. like, you know, hi, how you doing, Graziella? Everything's fine. Yeah, my husband was sick or the kids are visiting and I haven't been around very good in your touch base. Because you hear mm-hmm. these terrible stories
yep.
about, mm-hmm. you know, somebody's in bed dead for 3 days. Mm-hmm. It's like, no,
yes.
nobody checks, nobody calls, and they're yes. not made-up stories. They're true stories.
All the nurses and all the social workers have a list of people also that we call, like, when a winter storm is coming, we'll call from, I know I call from home, which I'm probably not supposed to do, but I do anyway. But, you know, I call and I say, you know, there's a storm coming in 2 days. Have you made any preparations? Who are you going to call if you can't get out of your house? You know, we don't have snow shoveling, but who have you contacted anybody so you can be able to get out of your house? With this hot weather, I'm constantly making phone calls. Oh, I haven't seen you come to the center in a couple weeks. What's going on? Is everything okay? A couple times, you know, I've had a fall. I'm really not feeling so good. My left leg is swollen, you know, and it leads into many more, you know, I'm constantly out in the community making home visits or they're coming in to see me, but it just gives that reassurance to them that somebody does care.
Right.
And I think that's a huge plus for the program. Mm.
No, I agree. Actually, last week, I don't go to the gym too often. I try. And last week I was at the gym and I finished doing whatever. And I sat down. I just had my head down like this, but I was just kind of catching my breath. Mm-hmm. Actually, some man came over and asked me if I was okay.
Are you okay?
He said, we got to watch out for each other. Mm-hmm. I said, thank you. I was fine.
That's
I just
right.
needed to recoup. It wasn't anything mm-hmm. wrong. It's like, but it was very nice. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow. And I remembered his face, and I'm sure mm-hmm. I'm going to talk to him next time I'm there. Just
right.
like, it also starts a friendship.
Mm-hmm. A smile, just a smile.
Right.
When
right.
you're looking at somebody, it makes a big difference in someone's life.
You know, I agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Graziella, you have that look.
No. It's my daughter was saying the other day that her baby, she's 15 months old. She's always smiling. And
okay.
sometimes you're in the store and people look very grumpy. And as soon as they see her smile,
no.
they smile
yeah,
right. back,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's contagious, but you're right.
Yeah,
you can't
works.
Help but smile at a cute mm-hmm. little baby, you know?
That's right.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Layers is also another thing with clothes, right? Because with a senior,
always
the temperature
cold.
Affects them, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. you're going to go into an air-conditioned room,
right?
And then you're coming back outside, mm-hmm. so now you're cold and you're hot, and mm-hmm. it's you know.
Some of the centers are kept pretty cold, but that's because it's hard to regulate the temperature.
Right.
Some people are cold, some people are warm. So definitely bringing a sweater with you, even if you're just keeping it on your chair, just in case you get cold. The fact you may be cold, the person sitting directly next to you may still be hot.
Mm.
So it really is, it depends on what medications you're on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some medications just make you feel like you're cold all the time. So that's, it's good to have something with you. I always encourage somebody just to have a light sweater with them or a light jacket with them at all times. You hang it up in the closet when you come to the center.
Right, you don't really care.
Yeah, you know.
And I'm also a believer in, you're not going to a ball. So
no.
just some, whatever, simple
it
thing.
Matter.
Yeah, you're not
it
talking about
matter,
any fancy
you know?
Jacket.
It doesn't have to be a suit jacket, just a light jacket.
Right, right.
My father wouldn't go anywhere without his jacket
mm-hmm.
because he was always cold.
Right.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that's important. And the thing is also, which the senior, you know your body.
Mm-hmm.
So even if somebody says you don't need a jacket, you know you're going to need a jacket. So you don't listen to them. I never need a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't wear a coat in the winter. I have a coat
mm-hmm.
my wife bought me about 6-7 years ago. I still haven't put it on. I do not wear
but
a winter
there.
Coat. I've never put it on. I wear the most I wear
mm-hmm.
is my suit jacket.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of it. All winter, snow, no matter what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I put it on, I sweat. I can't take it.
Yeah.
And maybe the day comes as you get older.
Right.
I'll wear a jacket. I might have 3-1 someday, but at this point in time,
mm-hmm.
but I know me.
Right.
And that's,
My parents, I mean, 58 years there together, one is always cold and one is always hot. So, you know, it's kind of not so easy to juggle, but at least my father knows he always brings a sweatshirt with him. Always.
Oh, he's the one who's cold.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
He's always in pants and a sweatshirt. Doesn't matter.
My father used to sit out in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
He developed skin cancer in
mm-hmm.
his ears, like you
mm-hmm.
were talking
okay.
about before. And he was there with a sweatshirt on
mm-hmm.
in the sun.
I think when you go back to that older generation, they laid in the sun. You talked about the iodine
yep.
and olive oil, not
mm-hmm.
olive oil, baby oil.
Baby oil.
And then they covered themselves the next day in Noxzema because they were all burnt. So to cool off of it, they have this white stuff all over. Oh, my gosh. You're covered. Now, I have 4 grandkids. They don't leave the house. They're covered in
mm-hmm.
SP something or
yeah.
other. My
right.
daughter's like, if she misses a spot, they're
yes.
covered. No. She doesn't let me put it on because I'm one of those, like, 2
yeah.
slabs and you're done. That, you can do it. And
yeah.
it's a whole different world. These kids don't have, I mean, they're fine.
Yeah.
But they're not going to come in with a blisters. My lips used to blister.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Rockaway.
Yeah.
Like, 2 days later, I'm bubbling my lips. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell? I'm crazy.
It's important that sunscreen and also bug spray.
Yes.
You know,
okay.
we have, and that's a big thing because, you know, your skin is very thin as you get older. It's easier for those mosquitoes to get through
mm-hmm.
that skin, and it's very important. Bug spray, I put that on every day, my kids. Sunscreen, bug spray, every day.
Is bug spray good for ticks? I'm curious.
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay. Because I
don't
say ticks is an issue. I know it's just...
Yeah, and there's a type of tick that makes you allergic to red meat now.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Yeah, I just read an article.
Oh, that would be terrible.
that would be terrible for me and my husband. We love red meat. But, yes. So there is a couple different brands that, and it'll show you on the sunscreen itself what it it protects you from mosquitoes.
Wow. Okay. And that's important because especially boys, you know, it seems to be running in the woods and playing ball and everything else versus, I'm not saying girls can't do it, but most of the girl stuff, you know, may not be. I may have gone to my grandson's games. Next thing, the ball's in the bushes.
Right.
They're all over the place. So I didn't realize that's something for ticks.
Yeah, ticks are getting very bad. So protect yourself.
Yeah, no, in every aspect. Graziella? Right. Oh, okay. I when I see you looking, it's Graciela's first show for anybody who might be tuning in late. So I just don't want to make, you know, I want to make sure you want to say something, you go and say it. I just want to go back to the hydration thing, which I think is important. But you said coffee and tea, which I didn't realize. So iced tea is not a good thing?
Not if it's caffeinated.
Oh, okay.
It's the caffeine component in those drinks that works against you. It actually dehydrates you. It doesn't allow your cells to take in the water.
Okay, so decaf coffee and decaf tea
is okay.
Would be acceptable. So, I mean, it's not the straightest
it's
clean,
okay.
plain
you know,
water.
Even though it's stated and labeled as decaf, there's still a small component of caffeine in those.
Okay.
So if anybody's ever been to like a stress test or any sort of cardiac test, they will tell you no coffee, no tea, because not even decaf, because there is a slight small component in there. So the best thing for you to really have is water. You could flavor your water. You could put lemon, cucumber, ginger, anything you want in your water, and that's really best for you.
Right. Actually, the cucumber water I like.
Me
the
too.
First time I had it, I was like, who would drink it?
I know.
And it was in one of these big things that you could pour.
Right.
It's good.
It's really,
really
good.
I have no problem with cucumber water.
It makes it taste very fresh.
And good for the electrolytes.
Yes.
Oh, is it really?
Cucumber.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
No kidding.
Yeah, sliced up cucumber just seems to go through it. Fuses quickly.
Yes.
So there's flavor in the water, and because of that, I've been trying. I haven't gotten there yet. I want to try cucumber vodka. But, but every time
I'm willing to try that.
No, but I haven't bought it. And I go to somebody's house, they don't have it. So they have cucumber vodka.
You're kidding.
They have everything there.
I have to try that.
Yeah. Actually, that'll be it. Graziella and I will go out after this.
There we go.
And get some cucumber
vodka.
Kelly, this has been tremendous. Honestly, this. This segment is so enlightening to seniors between the water and between what the services are. And again, you've only touched the iceberg, the tip of the iceberg, because I know all that you do, and the people are dedicated. So if somebody has a question, you call 311. If you have some sort of a medical question, you'll wind up talking to Kelly, and who knows where that conversation will take you. But at the end of the day, I know it's going to take you to a safer place. Thank you so much for being here. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're right back.